Well, Jeff, 2 days in, and I still don't know which way this game's going, do you?
No, it's another action-packed day. The wicket is, as has been the case all season, it's been a bit helpful to the bowlers. We would have hoped to, once Mustard and Borthwick played really well this morning, and it was disappointing for them to both get out in quick succession. If they had batted a bit longer, taken our lead to 50-60, we'd have been in a really, really strong position now. But they're in a similar boat. If Brown and Wells bat a bit well tomorrow, put on 100 or so, chasing 200-250 would be very tricky, I think.
You mentioned the lead and the partnership that Phil Mustard and Scott put together. I mean, you would have taken them batting for an hour and 40 minutes this morning, wouldn't you, having seen what had happened last night with a couple of late wickets? But as you mentioned, wickets falling in pairs, and at one point, having looked comfortable and looked like you were going to build a lead, it then looked like you might actually end up with a deficit.
Yeah, a couple of the wickets yesterday were actually disappointing. I know that Paul was disappointed with it, with his shot, as was Stokes. So batting wasn't impossible. It hasn't been impossible on this wicket. There's always a chance if you're getting out. There's always a chance for a bowler to bowl a good ball. But the target for this morning was for us to bat to lunch, and we knew that if we batted till lunch, then we'd be somewhere near there at all. And that is exactly how it happened. And it was good efforts from Rushworth and Onions as well.
And just one good knock from either side could be the difference, couldn't it, really?
Yeah, I think Wells has played really well for them both innings. Brown, top scorer of 70-odd not out first innings. So this is a key partnership for us to break first thing tomorrow.